The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan filling in for Pat today. Well, one of the legacy fallouts of Christmas each year is you're surrounded by new gifts. That means maybe old toys have to be got rid of, endless amount of boxes, plastic packaging, and never-ending clutter. So instead of just putting it in the recycling bin, it's a pleasure to welcome Joe Linehan, who is the editor of the climate supplement at the Sunday Times Ireland, and of course regular on the PK show. Good morning and happy new year to you, Joe.
Happy new year, Ivan.
Now, I was reading your brief and I had no idea that there were so many ingenious charity links-ups in terms of clever ways to dispose of waste. What's your overall approach? There's a professional service called Assorted Affair. Give us an overview first before we get into individual things like batteries and so on.
Yes, well, look, I think the main message for people is, as you say, they're sitting in houses full of clutter and they're thinking, oh my God, I need to clear everything out now this weekend and get back to reality. And what I would really urge people to do is to not just put everything into the black bin. You know, most things, pretty much everything, has the potential to be reused, rehomed, loved somewhere else. So just keep that in mind and hopefully these tips will help. Assorted Affair are really amazing. If you are in a state or maybe you have a family member who really needs help decluttering, maybe they're not so good at maybe letting things go. They like to hoard things, or maybe they're just really confused and they don't know where to rehome things. Assorted Affair are two Irish girls. They're amazing. They'll actually come into your home and they'll really help you systematically, you know, go through everything, declutter, rehome it, and then give you a system to keep things tidy. So maybe if people are going into the new year and they think, I'm going to start this new year really organized, that would be a great one to do. But for those who are just looking for tips, where do I put things? How do I rehome or recycle things, you know, practically and responsibly? Hopefully we'll share some good tips with them today.
Okay, let's deal with electronic waste. So this goes from white goods like washing machines, brown goods, televisions. You have small toys, DIY things, all of which, where should you go with them?
Well, look, we've become really good in this country at recycling the big items, because most places, if you're getting a new washing machine or a new tumble dryer, most retailers will actually take that item away when they're installing the new one. So that's fantastic. What people don't think about, especially this time of year, is that anything that has a plug or a battery is a small electronic good. And if it is, it has really important components in it that we need, you know, different coppers, different metals. They're all really valuable. So don't put them into your black bin, especially if it's got something like batteries. We want to make sure that they're recycled. So that's a case of just gathering up all the Christmas lights that are broken, all the toys that got broken over the Christmas period, or maybe ones that were already there that you haven't done anything with, DIY tools, all that kind of stuff, anything that has a battery or a plug, and bring it to your local authority where it can be recycled and all those really important metals can be extracted and reused again. So really, do not put into the black bin is the big message. And what I like to do is I have a drawer in my house, and as the year goes on, I put everything into that drawer that's broken or all those kind of things. And then I just make one trip at the end of the year. So, you know, people often say to me, oh my God, I can't be going down to my local authority or my recycling centre every single week. And I wouldn't suggest that. Just have a place in your home where you can put everything. And then when the time comes and you have a large amount, you can deposit them.
So you have batteries on your remote control. You may be batteries on kids' toys. Where should you go with your box of disused used up batteries?
Well, what I love about this is, you know, a lot of the time people won't maybe be motivated to recycle for themselves or the environment, but they will be motivated if they feel like what they're doing is doing good. And batteries are a brilliant example. Almost every supermarket in the country has a blue Laura Lynn Foundation box. And Laura Lynn is the Children's Hospice Foundation. It's Ireland's only children's hospice. They do such amazing work. So when you're finished with your batteries, bring it with you when you do your shop and donate it into that blue box. All of the proceeds will go towards Laura Lynn, a really, really good way to make use of a waste item and actually help it do good.
Now, toys. So Johnny or Mary was 5 and they're now 14. They don't play with Lego anymore. What do you do with that?
Well, there's great ways to get rid of toys and rehome them. So first of all, Bernardo's, which are a children's charity, they have shops all over the country. Pretty much every town or local village will have one. You can go in there and donate toys. They are absolutely always crying out for toy donations. Again, at this time of the year, people have gotten a lot of new toys. Maybe they've grown out of things, as you say. So donate them there. The Jack and Jill Foundation love Lego. They do a big Lego drive, so you can get in touch with them and donate your old Lego there. And then Direct Provision are always looking for toys as well. And they're also always looking for baby baby items. So, you know, maybe old baby car seats, maybe old cots, that kind of thing that maybe you think, God, this is finished with. I don't want to throw it out. It's in great condition. What do I do? Get in touch with those charities and ask them if they'd like them. And you're pretty much guaranteed that they'll take them off your hands.
Surplus food.
A really, really tricky one. One that, you know, we've all struggled to deal with. But there's a couple of great solutions. If you're in your house and you have loads of maybe unopened boxes of Heroes, or maybe you've got lots of tinned food that you kept over Christmas and you think, I'm never going to use this and I need to rehome it, I would encourage everyone to join their local FreeCycle group. Now, these are groups that have been created on Facebook. There's pretty much a group for every kind of local in Ireland. So I'm in the Merino Clontarf one, and you can log on and say, hey, everyone, I have some, you know, maybe some bread here, or I have some chocolates or whatever it may be. Does anyone want them? And then people in the community can say, yes, I'd love them. I'll come and collect them. It's a really great community-based way to not only get rid of things that are hard to rehome, like food, but other items as well. And if you join them, obviously you can avail of taking things. So if anyone is maybe struggling a little bit into the new year, they need maybe a new bed, or they need bedding, or they need something for the home, a nice mirror, you can go on there and there'll be items there. You can also ask for items. So that's a really good one for everyone to join. Maybe if you also don't have a car and you're not able to get to recycling centres or bring things to these charities, you can log on there and offer people that. There's also a great app called Olio that you can download, and you can donate your food there. And then if you're a restaurant or a cafe, I would really encourage you this year to look into joining Too Good To Go. They're a fantastic organization. And at the end of your day in the business, you can upload all of your items, create these little to-go boxes that people can collect, and that really reduces food waste.
Now, this daft notion that some women have, that once they wear a dress once to a wedding or something, they can't possibly wear it again. I buy a suit and I expect to get 20 years out. I still have jackets from my days in politics. I mean, I was into recycling before it ever became fashionable. People who feel they have to get rid of perfectly good clothes, dresses, shoes, what would you recommend there?
Well, you're a great ambassador. And for men and women listening, that's what you should be doing. You should be keeping things for as long as possible. But you're right. We've gotten into this, you know, this world really of being able to buy things so cheaply that we've really devalued our clothing. So I think going into the new year, if you're looking to save money, the best thing to do is delete all of those shopping apps off of your phone, unsubscribe from those really annoying newsletters that come in telling you that there's 40% off, there's buy one, get one free on clothing. Such a disaster. I think that's the best way to save money. And then if you are looking to rehome things, there's kind of two things to think about. If clothes are in really good condition and they can be reused, go to your charity shops, or better yet, go download something like Vinted or Depop and sell them online. That's what I'm actually doing this week. There's some items that I've had in my wardrobe for many years, but I'm not wearing them as much, and I'm going to sell them on Vinted and make a few bob, which is great. If items are past their use, you know, if you've got shoes that are broken, clothes that are beyond repair, you need to recycle them. And if you go to your local bottle bank or your local authority, you'll see an orange bin, and that's your clothes recycling, and that's where they need to be recycled.
Okay, larger items, sofas, furniture, bedding materials, say they're not, you know, you want to change them, but are they repairable?
It really depends. You know, there's some absolutely fantastic, you know, charities and organizations all over the country that do really good repairs on furniture. That's something that I get asked at a lot. And I actually had my granny's dresser, which was in bad repair, and I brought it to the deaf centre in Cork, and they have an amazing organisation there where they repaired it. It was incredible. So give a Google your local, you know, furniture repairs, and you pretty much find a lot of charities or social enterprises that will repair things for you, okay, which is great. If you are in a position where you want to donate something, get onto your charity. So Oxfam, NCBI, they'll actually do a lot of collections, which is great. Make sure that they're being rehomed, especially this time of the year. There's a lot of people who need that furniture.
I'm completely out of time, but just in one sentence, unused medicines and vapes.
Unused medicines and vapes. Do you know what? I think that's local authority. I think they need to be disposed of really, really carefully. So check out mywaste.ie. They should be able to tell you exactly where, but I think local authority should look after you there.
Editor of the Climate Supplement and knowing all things about sustainability, check it out on the Sunday Times, Ireland. Jo Lenehan, as always, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.